Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Performance Optimization Techniques. This lesson is part of Module 3, Applied Techniques, Best Practices in Software Development in the Software Engineering for Developers in FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore how to identify performance bottlenecks, techniques for optimizing web applications, and tools for performance testing. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to apply optimization techniques to improve application performance, ensuring a smoother experience for users and higher efficiency in your projects. Main content: identifying performance bottlenecks. Performance bottlenecks can significantly hinder the efficiency of your web applications, leading to slow load times, user frustration, and ultimately, loss of business. To effectively identify these bottlenecks, you can utilize a variety of methods. One common approach is monitoring application performance metrics such as response time, resource utilization, CPU, memory, disk I/O, and error rates. Tools like Google Analytics or New Relic allow you to track user interactions and pinpoint where delays occur. For instance, if users are experiencing slow page load times during peak traffic, it's crucial to investigate the back-end processes that may be causing the slowdown. Another method involves code profiling, which helps identify inefficient code paths. Tools like JProfiler or VisualVM can be used to analyze application performance in real time, allowing you to see which parts of the code are consuming the most resources. By determining which functions or processes are the slowest, you can prioritize optimization efforts accordingly. Techniques for optimizing web applications. Once you have identified the performance bottlenecks, the next step is to implement optimization techniques. Here are some effective strategies. Minimize HTTP requests. Each resource, like images, scripts, and stylesheets, requires an HTTP request. Reducing the number of these requests can significantly speed up page load times. Techniques such as image sprites, CSS sprites, and combining multiple scripts into a single file can help achieve this. Enable caching. Caching stores frequently access data in a way that can be quickly retrieved, reducing the need to fetch data from the server repeatedly. Implementing browser caching and server-side caching, using tools like Redis or Memcached, can drastically improve load times for returning users. Optimize images. Large image files can slow down your web application significantly. Use tools like TinyPNG or ImageOptim to compress images without losing quality. Additionally, consider serving images in next-gen formats like WebP, which offer better compression. Use content delivery networks. CDNs distribute your content across various geographical locations, allowing users to access data from a server closer to them. This reduces latency and improves load times. Services like Cloudflare or Amazon CloudFront can be integrated easily into your applications. Code optimization. Lastly, ensure your code is clean and efficient. Use asynchronous loading for resources that are not critical for the initial render of the page. This allows the main content to load faster while secondary resources are fetched in the background. Tools for performance testing. To ensure that your optimization efforts are effective, utilizing performance testing tools is essential. Here are a few popular options. Apache JMeter. This open-source tool allows you to simulate heavy loads on your web application to see how it performs under stress. You can create test plans to measure response times and throughput, helping you understand how well your application can handle multiple users. Lighthouse, developed by Google, Lighthouse is an automated tool for improving the quality of web pages. It can be run in Chrome DevTools, from the command line, or as a Node module. Lighthouse measures performance, accessibility, and SEO, providing actionable insights to enhance your application. Jeetmetrics. This tool analyzes your web application's speed performance by providing a detailed report on various metrics, including page load time, total page size, and the number of requests. It also offers suggestions for optimization based on best practices. Web page test. Similar to Jeetmetrics, web page test allows you to test your web application from different locations and browsers. It provides a waterfall view of your page load sequence, helping you identify which resources are delaying your load times. By utilizing these tools and techniques, you can effectively enhance the performance of your web applications, providing a better experience for your users. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored various aspects of performance optimization techniques, including identifying performance bottlenecks, optimizing web applications, and the tools available for performance testing. Remember, effective optimization not only improves user experience but can also lead to higher retention rates and overall business success. As you continue your journey in software development, applying these techniques will be crucial in ensuring your applications are efficient and user-friendly. Reflection questions: what methods can you use to identify performance bottlenecks in your web application? Which optimization techniques do you think would be most beneficial for your specific projects within the fintech context? How can performance testing tools help you in maintaining optimal application performance over time?